It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenitta.com. And now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii. And we also broadcast live on the web. Okay, so today's topic, I don't know if you read it in today's paper, it's about ethanol. Okay, there's a lot of uneducated people talking about ethanol that don't know anything about ethanol. You know, I really wish people would have their facts before they chirp about ethanol. If they were to go in a court of law, the judge would throw them out. They're talking about ethanol, and I'm talking about EPA that supposedly know about ethanol. They're talking about, you know, that they want to put in 15% more. I mean, actually, instead of E10, they wanted to go E15. And EPA is saying that it's only woodwork on 07 and up cars. So only in the newer cars. So what's up, Jack? I'm running at 100%. So is several Mustangs, like Steve Mix and his Mustang Celine is running 100%. And he's been running it for a long time. I've been running it for 13 years. And they're saying the older cars cannot run ethanol? Come on, get the facts right. Indy 500 cars are running 100% ethanol for the last 3 years. And NASCAR is thinking about going to ethanol. NHRA has gone to ethanol. Brazil has been on 100% ethanol for 45 years. Well, what's up, EPA? You know, this just blows me away. What's wrong with this? This picture is just not right. Is it all because of the oil company's money? Is money that important? If money can buy you a life, it is great. But if money cannot buy you a life, forget it. It's not that good. Anyway, just me talking. So unless you have tried ethanol, you would never know. There's a lot of people in Honolulu right now that have tried and is running up to 30% ethanol, not 15%, 30% in their cars, and they're having a great time because it runs great. So, what's up? Wow. Good afternoon, Tracy Arakaki. Your time should start at 1 o'clock. Yeah, maybe his time wrong. Anyway, this is for women. Do not pull over at night or whenever in deserted areas if an unmarked police car is trying to pull you over. Forget it. Get to a service station or someplace that is populated. And then get on your cell phone and make sure that is a policeman. Okay? Just another warning, because a lot of crazy nuts out there. Please, folks, turn your lights on in the morning and in the evening. Whenever it's just a little dim, turn on your lights. It don't hurt. You may save a pedestrian. Pedestrians cannot see you coming. Especially if you have a dark-colored car, no lights. And, you know, most of your cars are quiet. So they can't hear you even. Okay? So, turn on the lights And please pass the word on. Turn on the lights. Do not use mouthwash for gargling or whatever.
Why?
It says do not drink. If you can't drink it, it's poison. So why the hell you putting poison into your mouth? It's a no-brainer. If you want to gargle, you need to gargle and make your breath fresh. Gargle with vodka or whiskey.
And you get to swallow it afterwards, though.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't say that. But don't use any mouthwash or alcohol that cannot be consumed. Okay? That means it's not good for you. Ethanol can be used, but in order to bring it in, we have to what they call that, denature it. Okay, so you know the thing about pedestrians have the right of way in the crosswalks and all of that. How many of you ever see pedestrians that's walking real fast, get to the crosswalk, and they take the sweet old time to cross? Then when they get to the other side, they start walking fast and normal again. How many of you have seen that?
I've seen that.
Yeah. They're actually tempting you to go hit them. Give me a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. And just to let you know, I endorse Neil Abercrombie. The only reason is Duke won't listen to us about ethanol. Abercrombie will. And I know we need ethanol for Hawaii. And I just found out this thing from a friend of mine, Mario Yano. He said that back sometime, Linda Lingo wanted to destroy all abandoned vehicles, what they call it, abandoned vehicles, unlicensed vehicles, on private property. How's that?
So that would include race cars.
Yeah. You know, this is that American? Come on, folks. How can the American government, or to put it, Linda Lingo, destroy cars on private property, on your property? The next thing you know is they're going to come into your home and take the guns away. Yeah, right. Then it won't be America anymore. Give us a call at 296-5467. Wanda just came in to answer the phone, so you can give us a call now. Okay? Anyway, the other thing. What's up with this racetrack? On, off, on, off.
Well, they got an event today.
It's on?
Yep, they got this thing called, what is that, Hula Cross or something, whatever that is.
Oh, I thought it was called the On, Off Cross.
Hot Cross Bun.
Yeah. What is this going on? I mean, why can't they make up their mind? Is it on? Is it off? What's the hassle?
Well, they were given an eviction notice this past Monday due to the fact that they had not acquired the proper permits. They were given a violation of a grading permit from the city's Department of Planning and Permitting on September 28th, which means that they cleared out the whole property, trees and all and everything else, and they didn't have a permit for it.
You have to have a permit for that?
Yeah. It's called grading and grubbing.
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
If you cut the grass, right?
You have to have a permit?
If you cut the trees, that's fine. But if you go over there and you start digging things up with mechanical devices like a backhoe and a grader and that kind of type of stuff, you got to have a permit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you use a pick and shovel, you're okay?
Yeah. But you kind of dig up the tree, though. You can only cut it down to its base.
Okay.
According to the letter of the law.
Okay. Okay, Wanda, we have somebody on the line. Hello, Wanda. We don't hear you. Is Wanda there?
Okay, we have Bradley on the line.
Hi, Bradley.
Hi, Brad. Hi, Judge. I agree with you 100% on that ethanol issue. And like I always say, judge for president. Anyway, my question. It's a performance part question.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you're familiar with throttle body spacer. I don't know if you want it in your truck or do you have any, I'd like your opinion on that, pros and cons?
Throttle body spacers?
Yes, sir.
Not necessary.
Not necessary?
No.
Okay.
The spacer idea is, it came from carburetors, and it's to isolate the carburetor from heat. And the cooler you can keep the fuel, the better. But on the throttle body, there is no fuel, so you don't need it.
Right. What I was told was that it runs between 100 and 140, depending on what model and whatever. And what I was told is it creates more wind velocity, air velocity went into the engine and making making more HPs and better gas mileage and da 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 da.
No, they try to rip you off.
Is that so?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, I guess you just saved me $140.
That's good.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Okay, who's next? Oh, she's on the phone.
Well, if you have, that's the thing that always gets me, right? They have all these manufacturers making claims of greater horsepower and economy. That's how can you have two of the opposites? If you're making horsepower, you're burning more fuel because you got more volumetric efficiency happening.
Yeah. That's for sales. So it's a big ripoff. So you got to be careful on what you put on, because a lot of it don't really work.
Yep.
Okay, who's next?
We have Fred from the North Shore.
Hi, Fred.
Hey, George. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm calling you from my cell phone in my car.
Yeah, you're kind of far away, though.
Yeah, I'm parked on the side of the road here listening to your radio station. I have a question. I bought my wife a used 2002 Ford Taurus, has really low mileage on it, but has 49,000 miles on it. Runs good, but I have that engine light on. I was wondering if you could tell me what you think would cause the engine light to go on, and what I thought I would do is hang up and listen on the radio.
Okay.
Is that okay?
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Okay, most of the times the check engine light is due to the O2 sensor on the exhaust. It's an exhaust sensor, and the exhaust sensor trips on because of poor octane gas, and that's the reason why it goes on. The 87 octane is not 87, it's 84. The 89 is not 89, it's 86. And the minimum octane any engine, including a weed whacker, can run is the 92, which is 89. That's the only fuel that is above the minimum. So what's up with this? Those of you that can or have the time to call your legislatures and tell them, what's up with this lower octane? And it is a fact that back when they were going to put ethanol into the gas, the oil companies all asked to be able to lower the octane by three numbers, because they said when they put in 10% ethanol, it will come back to the three numbers. In other words, the 89 will become 92. But that's not true, because they only put in 1 or 2% ethanol. Shell has 8%, Tesoro has 6. But still, with the 8% ethanol, it only goes up one number, not three. So
the E85, what is that going to take the number to, like a point and a half then?
E85 is 85% ethanol and 15% petroleum. It does not say in the law gasoline. So petroleum could be waste oil. And that's what a lot of oil companies put in to the ethanol. And it kills it. It's supposedly a straight high octane fuel. They know that the octane will give them the gas mileage, so they cut it with oil, which drops the ethanol from 120 octane down to about a 90. So people in the general public are not happy with that, and they're not getting the mileage that they should be getting. It's all about octane. And the gasoline that we have in Hawaii is not supposed to be allowed to go three numbers, and it's supposed to have 10% ethanol and not 2%. So what's up with all that? I mean, we're getting ripped off and tattooed.
Always?
Yeah.
It never changes here.
Oh, I think we went to the wrong subject too early. Bob is revving his motor.
I can hear it already.
Yeah. Oh, God. We should have left it for later and let him come on first.
Show. Right, right.
Yeah.
I thought you knew better than that by now.
Well, I forgot it because I got carried away with this all this BS on ethanol.
Is Fred still on?
No, he went off.
Oh, okay. Well, we have Keith from Maui on.
We have. Oh, Haku. Okay. Let's take Keith. Hi, Keith.
Hi, George. I have an 01 Toyota Tacoma, and just the other day I noticed the air conditioning vents are covered with like a grease substance, like a oily, greasy. When I rub my finger on it, I get like a grease on my finger.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what that could be?
Evap core is leaking.
What is leaking?
Evaporator core is leaking.
Okay.
Fix it. Because that grease that you're seeing on the on the vents, if you inhale it a lot, can cause lung cancer.
Okay, the evaporator core is leaking. Is that an expensive thing to fix?
What do you mean by expensive?
Well, I mean, is that a big job? Where can I take it on Maui?
I would recommend Maui Toyota.
Okay.
They would be about the most reasonable. A lot of people think that the dealer is high. Maui Toyota is not.
Okay, and just tell them the evaporator core is leaking.
No, don't say anything. Just say you need to check your AC and it's not coming cold.
It is coming cold.
Yeah, but just tell them that you suspect a problem.
Okay, great. And the other thing is, what kind of gas, just as a regular gas station, would you recommend that I get gas at? I've been using 92 Chevron.
Worst gas.
That's the worst? What should I get?
Shell.
But
you got to do testing. Not all Shell stations are the same. Okay?
Okay.
You got to test. You got to try and see which one gives you the best mileage.
Okay. And Chevron is the worst?
That's the worst one we get.
What is below Shell? What are the other in?
Tesoro.
Tesoro is okay?
Mm-hmm. But not all of them.
Not all of them.
Yeah. Okay?
Okay, how about 76?
No. Shell and Tesoro is the two that I would recommend.
Okay, great. Thanks, George.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Aloha.
Okay, we'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nita and Tracy Arakaki from Kanisha Motorsports.
Is your furry four-legged friend getting a bit too furry? Then call Fur Styling by Tammy. With 22 years of experience, Fur Styling by Tammy specializes in all types of dogs. Located on 8th Avenue in Kaimuki, Fur Styling by Tammy also features the latest in organic food, treats, and shampoos for your dog. Keep your dog healthy and looking good. Call Tammy at 732-5715. That's 732-5715.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcakes. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Q-Case truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or 282-4031. Or visit our website at qcakeshawaii.com.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and how's Rolling Bob?
Hey, George, Rolling Bob, doing good. And guess what? I'm not going to talk about politics. So
oh, wow.
We can rest.
Surprise!
On that.
Yeah.
But what I am going to talk about is, by coincidence, remember last week we talked about the on and off ramp?
Yeah.
And then, you know, the lady got in the accident in the Camry.
Yeah.
Right, with the big truck
mm-hmm.
coming on. And crossing. Now, I just want to share with people a few observations I make about this. There are two factors that cause it. And the most common one is you don't vary your speed. A lot of people think, I get on the freeway, I do 55, and that's it. I don't slow up, I don't, you know, speed up, I don't slow down. And that applies to both people. But when you see traffic coming on the on-ramp, like Wanda was asking last week, how do you get on the on-ramp? For one thing, the person in traffic lets up a little bit while you're accelerating to let you in. You know, it's like it's just how the whole dynamic has to work.
But and, they don't work that way.
Right. And then, because what you see people is tailgating, right, which...
They don't want you in.
Right, because that's why you have those four car spaces, is to let people merge and change lanes without you having to stop. You can adjust your speed again.
Yep.
And it's just little common things like this. And, you know, it's just tragic when you see things like this. And you and I and a lot of people know most accidents are preventable.
You know, 99% of them.
Right, 99% of the time, if one person had let up or slowed down or checked twice, you know, these kind of things won't happen. And it's just tragic when it does. So on that note, drive carefully. Let's share a little bit. Drive word aloha. We'll talk to you next week. Oh, yeah. Take care of your car. It'll take care of you. Aloha.
Thanks, Bob.
But you know what happens in those situations, man? I mean, you get so many times people try and squeeze in. They don't even put their blinker on. They don't say thank you. It's like a two-way street and a courtesy. So when people don't start doing that, then other people start squeezing them out. Then you start squeezing people out, and then all of a sudden they stop then, and then because the guy's muscling his way in, and now you back everything all the way back up, you know? So it's there's no more aloha anymore.
And you know what? Why the reason?
Why? Everybody's selfish.
It's the foreigners. The foreigners don't have that. And they come here and they drive the way they drive back home. Push your way in.
Right.
Okay. Good example is our parking lot across from the Goodwill store.
Right.
Okay. Foreigner parked in our parking lot, locks the car up and starts walking across the street. So I approached them and I said, you know, answer me something. How come you guys come over here from wherever? You guys cannot come over and ask the business, can we park here for a little while? Why can't you ask? This is not public parking.
Oh, yeah.
You know, and this is not Goodwill's parking. This is private property you're parking on.
Right.
He got upset. Why is he getting upset when he's trying to park on somebody else's property?
Right.
These are foreigners now. Okay? So... that's why locals get mad and the locals start changing to be foreigners. So, anyway.
It's called adaptation or evolution.
They're supposed to adapt to us, not we adapt to them.
Right.
Give us a call at 296-5467. 296-5467. And we are flexible. We talk about all kinds. It doesn't necessarily mean we have to talk about cars or whatever. Anyway, what about the trivia one? No? Nobody has won it yet, right?
No.
What's the trivia?
In what year was the first county funded traffic light installed on the island of Kauai?
I thought it was crosswalk.
No, traffic light.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to ask a hard question like, where was the first crosswalk on Kauai? Anyway.
Everybody was probably just cross. What do you mean? Like a actual legal crosswalk?
Yeah. No, she's asking for a traffic light. And I know for a long time, the longest time, Kauai had only one. On the whole island. They must have good drivers. Anyhow, who's on the line?
We have Herb from Paia.
Hi, Herb.
Hello, the answer is 1957.
I got a different answer from you. It might be a trick question because it's county funded.
That's what makes this trivia hard, because you got to get her answer.
That's the one in the cane fielder?
Yep.
I don't think so.
No.
Oh, man, it's not. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye.
Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. The prize is donated by Crestec Cleaning Center. Crestec Cleaning Center has that fantastic out-of-this-world cleaner, the Grisso 2000. Really fantastic.
Yeah, when I went over there and got some things from them, too, and you know, talk about that bottle of degreaser, it's like $10 for a gallon.
Yeah, it's cheap.
It's cheap.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from Mililani.
Hi, Ray.
Hi. I'd like to try your trivia question. Maybe I get them right.
Okay.
1956.
Call us back and try again.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay.
Hey, isn't that the same answer that Herb gave me?
No, he gave you 57.
Oh, okay.
Both of them wrong.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I think you could have made the trivia even harder by saying, where was the first crosswalk? That's a hard one.
Yeah, but if you know the answer, then must not be that hard. Because if Wanda busts out a question, yeah, nobody knows it.
Yep. So, anyway. Crestec Cleaning Center. Go visit him. Good stuff, folks. Really good. Anyway. On this Raceway Park thing. It's coming out in the news, and you know, it's not really good stuff. I mean, I don't think Kawailoa is a good spot. You know, if it was a good spot, they would have a 50-year lease.
Right, and the problem with that area is, I spoke to the lady who was a manager about a year ago. Literally, they're less than about 150 yards away. There's a subdivision.
What?
Yeah. So I think these guys, you know, once they start getting it where they're there every weekend with their uncapped mufflers on the sand diggers and all of that stuff, because it's basically a dragster with a paddle tire, right? I mean, that thing is going to be just grating on everybody. Look at the problems I had with the stadium, and we had our own decibel readings. The concerts was louder than that.
Yep.
You know?
Well, I don't know. Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from Mililani.
Hey, Ray.
Hi, Long Tendo here from... I'd like to try one more time on the trivia, if I may, using the beat, yeah?
Okay.
So 56 is wrong, 57 is wrong. I think I heard 58 last week. Let's go with 1959.
Call us back and try again.
Yay, thanks a lot. Okay.
Thank you.
Okay,
I think you got to go in the other direction.
Everybody's guessing.
Well, that's what it's all about. Take a guess. It's only a number. And all she can tell you is, "Tupit, try again."
I would not say that.
Anyway, I got to tell you about this, folks. This guy, Steve Mix, who drives a Celine Mustang, he was looking at my custom-made transmission aluminum pan. And he said, "Wow." He wants to put one on his Mustang, and his Mustang is a 5-speed. It's not an automatic.
Right.
It doesn't have an oil pan. So my son Todd told him, "But you don't have an automatic." I said, "Yeah, but I want to put an oil pan on there." On a 5-speed? I don't know. Anyway.
Wait, how come it doesn't need an oil pan?
Stick shifts don't have oil pans. It's oil in the whole case itself.
Yeah, it's like your engine and drain plug.
It's not like an automatic. Yeah. Automatic has drain pan like an engine.
Is that for all standard transmission cars?
Yep. All manual transmission cars do not have an oil pan. But
because you don't have all of those clutches and everything else inside of there.
And Steve Mix wanted to put an oil pan on.
Well, so he can have it all chromed out.
Yeah. he loves the bling bling.
Plus, it's underneath the car. Who's going to really see it unless you stick your head under there?
You got to see what he's going to do next. He's ordering a chrome frame and chrome exhaust system and, oh, God. I don't know.
Too much.
We'll be right back on Automotive 101 with George Nika and Tracy Arakaki from Punisha Motorsports.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me, as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life, and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuili'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
Aloha, I'm Tulsi Gabbard Tamayo. We are facing many challenges such as improving our economy, fixing our roads and sidewalks, and making sure we get real results. Having served as a state legislator, in the military, and in Washington, I'm committed to working hard and getting real results. We need experienced leaders who will always put service ahead of self-interest. I'm Tulsi Gabbard Tamayo, and I humbly ask for your vote for Honolulu City Council. Mahalo.
Paid for by Friends of Tulsi, 55 South Kukui Street, 2510, Honolulu, Hawaii, 96813.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at www.georgenita.com. And now, here's George.
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you have any questions about the gasoline, the oil, the tires, whatever, give us a call at 296-5467. Or if you want to guess at the trivia, I think the question was, what year was the first traffic light on Kauai? County, yeah.
County funded.
Traffic, yeah. Oh, the one that I think Herb was guessing at. Oh, who was that? That was in the cane field, right. Is not a county funded.
Right.
Yeah. It has to be the county funded one.
Because the cane field has to be private property.
Yeah, that's private.
Right.
Why would you have a traffic light on private property? It's like the Alamoana Shopping Center having a traffic light.
I mean, they must have a lot of cane haulers back and forth, I guess, right?
Okay. Okay, who do we have next?
We have offline caller.
Offline?
And, yeah, she said that a bunch of them are at Kaneohe Marine Base and they can't be on the air. So she wants to know, where's a good place to buy tires?
Where's a good place to buy tires?
Yes.
I would recommend the Tire Rack.
That's ordering online then.
Online, because the reason for that, number one, is fresher. And number two, you get better quality tires. And it's cheaper than buying from Costco or Sam's Club.
Even with the shipping?
Yep.
How do they ship it to you here, though? What method do they get it here?
You pick the method you want.
Well, I know U.S. Postal is not going to take the tires.
So it has to be FedEx or
you just
UPS.
Put it on the ground and ship it.
Because, man, I mean, even ground UPS or the other carriers, I mean, compared to U.S. Postal, man, it's still like almost double sometimes.
Yeah. How come U.S. Postal won't take it?
Oh, too big.
Yeah, I guess the size, you know. It can't fit into a priority box,
anyway,
can it?
I would recommend Tire Rack. And get your pencil paper out. Tire Rack's number is... I forgot it already.
This is the modern age. Just go to TireRack.com.
You got it. There you go. TireRack.com.
Okay, we have Gary from Eva Beach.
Hi, Jerry.
Gary.
Hey.
Gary?
Yeah. First of all, George, I want to tell you, I've been listening to your radio show for over 2 years. That's about how long I've been here. And when I bought my 08 Nissan Versa, I was filling up with Shell gasoline premium for the whole time.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just recently, probably about a month and a half, I've been always checking my mileage. I got sort of a bone to pick with it, George. I've been filling up with this premium Shell gas for, like I said, 2 years. And two months ago, I noticed a change in my mileage. It went from 29 to 30 to about 24, 25. Now it's down to 22.
Okay.
Now,
how many miles you got?
I've got almost 17,000.
Okay.
Now, I called a Nissan dealer, and he says, well, we could do a fuel injection cleaning, and that might help a little bit, but he says it's just the quality of the gas.
That's right.
And even Shell Premium, sir.
Well, not all Shell gas stations are the same.
Okay.
I don't know why. Like the one on White Camilo and King and White Camilo by Farrington High School is junk.
Okay, and how about the one in Kapolei? That's where I usually fill up.
I don't know. I haven't tested there.
Okay.
You got to try different ones. The one in Kahala Mall is good. The one on Baratania and McCully is good. The one on King Street by Poor Lane is good.
Well, I like to fill up, you know, near where I live. But
the one in IAEA is good.
IAEA?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's about it. Not all of them is the same.
Okay.
You can fill at the one by Farrington High School, by White Camilo and King, and you get awful mileage.
Well, that's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
It started off good. I mean... back in 08, when I first bought the car, it was, like I said, 29, 30, even one time 31 miles per gallon.
Did you check your air filter?
I changed that not too long ago.
What did you use?
I bought one at the Checkers Auto, I guess.
Oh, boy.
Really?
Yeah, I would recommend K&N.
K&N, okay.
Yeah, it's a lifetime filter.
But it didn't change the mileage at all, as far as, you know, I still had good mileage, but now maybe...
Yeah, well, you know, the people buy an air filter and they look at it, oh, it looks clean, and pop it in, right?
Right.
Okay, we have a flow meter. We put it on the flow meter and your eyeballs pop out. Hmm. Big difference. Just because it's brand new, don't mean it flows air.
Okay.
So
how about the fuel injectors?
The injector is highly unlikely that it got dirty.
Yeah.
But what you can try doing is putting 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of gas. Then see. You can try that.
All right.
Because the ethanol is a very, very good cleaner. And you'll see a big difference.
All right, George. I just, like I said, I had a bone to pick with you because I've been filling up with Shell Premium, and I just...
Yeah, I don't blame you, because not all Shells are the same.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. So.
Yeah, even at Cicero, like I recommend Cicero to, not all of them is good. The good Cicero is at Sam's Club in Pearl City.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah. So,
I could try a different Shell station, I guess, and see what that does.
Try it. You'd be surprised.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
Thanks for calling.
Sure.
Okay, who's next?
We have Ray from Mililani.
Hey, Ray.
Hey, how's it going? Just by calling, I'm going to try one more time on the trivia, but you know, on as far as the tires, the Postal Service will deliver tires.
Oh?
The U.S. Postal Service will deliver, does deliver...
Tires
all the time, yeah. So that's
cheaper.
Yeah,
much cheaper. You'll get a real good deal on that.
Oh yeah, heard that, folks. Order with U.S. Postal Service, and go to TireRack.com.
A lot of companies though, they don't want to deal with the U.S. Postal.
They will. Today with the economy, everybody goes with whatever. I've been there and I tried it, and they'll do it. Anything to get your seal.
So how does, when you order the tires for your customers from Tire Rack, how do you get it delivered to you?
Oh, I go through FedEx because I have an account. But now that I know Postal Service will do it,
right?
I'm going to go with U.S. Postal Service.
It's going to be cheaper for
sure. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, cheaper is always better.
So that's right.
Save your money, you can buy more gas, more ethanol, I mean.
Yep.
Very good. So,
too bad you guys don't deliver ethanol.
Yeah, hazardous, that's why. They don't let them on the plane.
Oh. Well, it's only whiskey.
That's true. That's why we... No more whiskey, and at least not knowingly we deliver whiskey.
Okay.
I'd like to try one more time the trivia, since I got on one more time.
Okay.
Let's go up into the next decade, 1960.
Call us back and try again.
Well, up or down? Which way?
Up.
Oh, okay.
Up.
Thank you.
You actually gave a hint?
At least I'm getting
Wow.
Thank you. Okay, bye.
You guys are lucky. Wanda actually gave a hint. That is something that she never does.
Yeah, she's so jufat. She won't do it.
We got Harry from Kaneohe.
Hey, Harry.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello. Yeah, George, I have the answer for you. Hold on now. Here it comes. 1973.
1973 is the answer.
Uh-huh.
Wow.
Sorry to kill your fun.
Wow. Hang on to the line. Give Wanda your info.
Okay, George.
Congratulations.
All the listeners would have, they were trying to do it by stepping up one at a time. So the 60s, so they've been here till next month.
Yeah. Well, he got it. 1973. That's amazing. That's the first traffic light?
County funded.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God. That island must be real backwards.
Stone Age.
No. We call that country hicks.
Same smell.
Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467 if you got a question, a comment, whatever. We'll listen.
Yeah, but you know what? At least Kauai has a racetrack.
If you call it that.
Yeah, but at least they still run. We
if
don't.
If you call it that. Man, that track is way, way, way out in the boonies.
Oh, yeah.
No.
I mean, the beach is like right there.
Yeah, if you want to go swimming and enjoy the beach, fine.
Yeah.
But if you're there for racing, excuse me.
Oh, man, that was like the hottest track I ever been to.
Heat-wise, yes.
Yeah, heat-wise.
Yes. Not quality-wise.
Yeah, quality.
Anyway.
But, you know, at least the quiet people, they turn out, though.
Oh, yeah.
The support's there.
Quiet people are very, very intelligent people. From what I understand, they were the one that kicked Jeremy Harris out of office on Kauai. And Frank Fossey picked him up. Don't know.
Well, kind of like our new mayor, right? He's picking back up from the Stone Ages.
Yep. So, anyway. Hopefully, Peter Carlisle will do a better job. I don't know. We'll see. And, again, I would recommend Neil Abercrombie because he's the only one that listens about ethanol. Nobody else. Okay, who's next?
We have Buddy calling from the island of Kauai.
Who?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. Hello, Judge. This is Buddy calling from Kauai. I saw something in one of the talk shows, and it said platinum gas saver. They claim that you can get 20% more mileage, and your octane comes from the lowest to the highest. It's made in Israel, and they're pushing for that. I wanted to know what your opinion was on that.
Forget it. You know, you guys on Kauai, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Have a gold mine sitting right on your lap.
What is that?
It's called Pacific West Energy. He's Bill Maloney, William Maloney, is my partner, and he's trying to do ethanol on that island.
Yeah.
And by doing ethanol out of sugarcane, he will also make electricity from the bagasse. So both sides you'll get of good of both worlds, electricity and ethanol. But because it's so expensive to build the refinery and all of that stuff, he's having a hard time getting investors. And investors, the problem with them is exactly like the word says, investors. They want to invest and roll it over, get rid of it. And we're trying to get somebody with some kind of vision and heart for the people of Kauai and the people of Hawaii. That, you know, for the future, if
yeah,
we can make the ethanol on Kauai, we'll keep $9 billion in the state. Right now, we're putting $9 billion offshore for oil.
That's true.
That's crazy.
That's nuts.
Yeah. If Hawaii's having a hard time, can you imagine what kind of impact we would have by keeping $9 billion here? And you have it right there, next door.
Wow. Yeah, we all know about that one, and we hope that goes through. But I just wanted to know about the gas saver.
No.
I think you would be one to
try the ethanol.
Yeah,
2 gallons to a tank.
This 2 gallons to a tank.
Awesome.
But you can't. Oh yeah. Okay. But anyway, this one is out. Question. The gas saver.
No.
Say,
it's a gimmick.
Aloha.
Okay.
Okay, George.
Okay.
Thank you.
Aloha.
Aloha.
We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101 and Tracy Arakaki from Punisher Motorsports.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Senior.
You've probably heard that the best oil for your car is synthetic. But did you know that most so-called synthetic oils are not 100% synthetic? In 1972, AMSOIL was the first 100% synthetic oil to be approved by the American Petroleum Institute. AMSOIL offers a complete line of 100% synthetic products to reduce wear on vital engine parts and keep your vehicle running for thousands of extra miles. You spend lots of money to buy your car. Shouldn't you use the best products to protect it? For an AMSOIL dealer near you, call Mario Yano at 497-7739. That's 497-7739.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
She's real fine. Okay, we're back rolling again, and who's on the line?
We have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George. You were talking about getting permits earlier for, you know, clearing land and whatnot. I had to go down to the Foster building for a permit just for my electrical wiring. For meter box and everything. It was a pain in the butt. It was like over 3 hours I was down there and waiting in line and confusion with the person and people down there. I tried to get a permit. Finally got my permit, but they told me I would have to change my address. Because my original address didn't have a text match key, wasn't listed on their records in their computer system.
Oh boy!
I got the new address, my text match key number, everything, and my permit. They told me, oh, you gotta go change all your registration and everything else. So now I have to change my registration of my vehicle. So I called my insurance agent, told him, when I get my new insurance card this December, if they can change my address. Should I wait till I get the insurance card, then go to the satellite and change my registration?
Yep.
Yeah. And how about the safety check? Go back to the service station I got it from?
Mm-hmm. Oh,
okay. And what about this gasoline? Does Costco have good gas over there?
What gas?
When you buy Costco gasoline?
Well, I don't recommend Costco gas.
Not Costco gas?
No.
Oh, okay. And what about the mothballs in the gasoline?
That does work.
It does work?
Yeah.
And you got to buy the correct mothballs, right?
You got to be the naphthalene.
Yeah, and you said something last time was like Pro City long, maybe?
Usually all the longs have it.
Yeah, but you gotta check the box color and the what it says on top, right?
It has to be naphthalene.
Naphthalene. Okay, George.
Okay.
Good one. Thanks.
Thanks. Bye. Aloha. Okay, give us a call at 296-5467. For those of you that cannot get access to ethanol, use mothballs. 5 per gallon. Excellent stuff. But once you use ethanol, much better.
Big difference. Speaking of it, so
it's not in yet.
Is it on its way? Is it stuck somewhere? I mean,
well, it's gonna be on its way soon.
So what is it? Is it? Is
why
it
gonna, do you like it?
Yeah, I do.
You're hooked on it.
Yeah. So it's like, wait, is it gonna be here before Halloween? Is it gonna be here before Thanksgiving? Christmas. I mean, let's use some markers here to figure out when it's coming in.
You're sounding just like Steve Mix. He's saying the same thing because he's anxious to get it. He ordered he first started buying by the 5 gallons and stuff.
Right.
Then when we ran out the first go around, he said, you know what? I want the drum.
The whole drum.
He got the whole drum. Now that the drum's gone, he said, you know what? I want 3 drums. So he's going more and more, but it is really great. I mean, you know, and he sees the difference.
Can is it one of those situations where is as the demand rises for it? I mean, you're already to the point where you can't even keep it in stock.
Yep.
So I mean, that means now that you can possibly now because of the demand's greater that you can bring in more larger quantities.
I'm trying to, but I don't know where the hell I'm going to unload it. That's the thing. See, if everybody lined up down the road to pick up their ethanol,
right.
Well, there's no problem. We can bring it in.
Right.
You know, but where the heck am I going to stack all those drums?
Build a mezzanine over there in your shop, man.
Yeah. Okay. So that's the problem, and that's why we're trying to open a service station so we can bring it in, but a shipload.
Yeah. But that, though, it's like you got to deal with county, state, and federal bureaucracy, right?
Oh, yeah. But this one would be a little easier because it goes through as racing fuel. So,
but because it's ethanol, isn't it kind of like watch like how ATF would be, because it's alcohol based.
Yeah. So, it's not bad. Like I said, if you haven't tried it yet, good. But if you've tried it already, you're anxiously waiting for it.
Yeah.
So, I warned you, you're gonna be hooked.
I know. And you was like on crack dealer. First one's free, brah.
That's the way they do it, don't they?
All of a sudden you're like, yeah.
I just tried
Come
one
on
time.
Down.
Just tried one time.
Because the first one's free.
Then we got you.
Yeah.
Hey, anybody know what's going on Poly Highway? Causing a traffic jam.
What, construction maybe?
Or maybe a car crash or stalled.
Yeah.
Anyway, give us a call at 296-5467. You got only a few minutes more to go, so hurry up. Oh, we're going to say aloha. Anyway, the ethanol thing, folks, don't believe all the negatives that you read. It's just BS. Okay, let's go to call.
We have Sharon from Mililani.
Hi, Sharon.
I thought you said gasoline, you have to use it more often. And is that guy by the drum?
No, it's ethanol.
Oh, it's different.
Yeah, ethanol can last for years.
Oh, so what kind of container do you bring?
If you're going to hold it for a long time, it needs to be steel, not plastic.
So, what if it's plastic, then what?
Then you got to use it soon.
What is it?
So, you know, within a month.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Oh. Anything beyond that is steel.
Yeah.
Okay. And so, any kind of car, you just fill it up?
Oh, yeah. You put 2 gallons in and fill it up with gas, and you feel a difference instantly.
No, but I thought you said last time you can fill 100% no matter which car.
Oh, yeah. You can go 100%. People have done that. The guy Steve Mix on his Saline is running 100%. He didn't do any conversion.
So,
it'll run. I mean, ethanol is that friendly.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Okay.
We got Brian on the line.
Okay.
Fast one.
Hey, guys. Hey, how's it going? Quick question for you. The new Chevy Equinox, any kind of feedback on it?
No good.
Gotcha. All right, thanks.
Thanks. Okay.
That was a quick one.
Yeah. I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in and making the show what it is today. You, the callers, is what make Hawaiian Automotive 101 the way it is. And also Tracy Arakaki.
Thanks for having me, George. Always enjoy being on your show.
Thanks, Tracy. And until next week, drive carefully and take care of each other. Aloha.
HNR Honolulu.